That's right.
Yeah.
Rentfree1310 at gmail.com is the address. If you want to share a little insanity from yourself with us, we'll then share it with the P1s, and we'll all get through it together, as we do every Wednesday. And let's start with something that has been living rent-free in at least my brain, and maybe yours too, for the past handful of days. Because, okay, last night we're watching Team Italy take on the U.S. in the World Baseball Classic. Also, yesterday, 3-10 was officially Mario Day.
Yeah.
And last week, and this has been around for a few years, but I guess some things go viral at different times. Maybe people have seen it. A few years it goes dormant, it pops back up again. And again, I'm not in my heyday of watching wrestling like I did back in the 90s. But I appreciate the craft and the art of it. And sometimes you have dudes that do characters and bits. And one of the most genius ones I've seen recently is the pizza wrestler. His name is Luigi Primo. His name is Chris Monica. He's actually 43 years old now. He debuted as an indie wrestler back in 2014. He's only a buck 76, but you can tell he worked in pizza parlors because during his matches, he is twirling dough constantly. He's like, you know, crossing it over between his legs, you know, up and under his elbow. He's tossing it up. He's throwing it at his opponent. Sometimes because it's a stupid character, somebody will grab the dough, his opponent, and put it on the mat and start elbowing the dough,
and he starts feeling
it. He starts taking damage. It's very funny. It's so absurd. And, you know, if you go and, like, look him up, you might have seen some of the clips on Twitter or Instagram, and they're funny. But he's legit because he's been part of some indie circuits known as, let's see, we've got the Inspire Pro Wrestling. He was the champion one time. He was part of the Party World Wrestling Circuit.
Hell yeah.
And he had the River City Wrestling Circuit, which he was champion of two times. And just to give you an idea, he doesn't have the thickest Italian accent, but it's like everybody does their own version of Super Mario or Luigi, and that's what
like
he's
Tom
doing
Gribble.
Here. So this is him cutting a promo, bloodied, after winning the one of the titles he won. I think this was the River City World title. And this is a maybe 40 seconds of Luigi Primo trying to let us know that he's the best.
Luigi Primo, we are here, and you are now crowned the brand new RCW International Champions. What are your thoughts on tonight?
Well, people have said that a 170-pound pizza cook from Naples, Italy, couldn't make anything of himself as a wrestler. But I went out there tonight, and I fought against two other people. Two other people are bigger and stronger than me. And I showed that you can hit me as hard as you can. You can throw me across the ring. You can beat me up. You can tear my pizza up. And I don't want to give up. I can still make the best pizza in the ring every time. I'm a Luigi Primo.
That's a great bit, man.
It is
a great character. I love seeing him in... He's a fan favorite, too. The clips are so... Because it builds up to the moment where he throws the pizza dough at his opponent.
Well, he punches it at them.
Yeah, he'll throw it up and, like, punch it, and then the dough just hits the guy in the chest, and it'll fall over. It's the finishing move of the pizza cutter.
The pizza cutter. He also has the thin crust splash. He also does the hand toss.
Okay.
Which, you know, really steering into the pizza bit. And he's even actually popped up on AEW, like, during one of their cable shows. Like, this is a well-known indie circuit guy that, I don't know if he has, like, staying power to actually, like, make it big, but he's got internet fame.
I wonder what he makes as a wrestler.
Like, as an indie wrestler?
Does he make a living from throwing pizza dough at people?
I think he makes good dough.
Yeah.
That was pretty good, Hannah.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure
pretty good.
He and all the guys on that circuit get at least a small piece of pie.
That's okay.
Anyway, so yeah, if you haven't seen Luigi Primo, please...
Got to get him on the show.
He feels like a perfect guest for the sweet spot. All right, let's move on to P1 Scott. P1 Scott emailed in last week, and this really wasn't anything rent-free, but I guess he was mad because we were talking about, I guess, the list of the best dude movies out there. And number 10 on that list was Euro Trip. And all Scott replied was, Euro Trip is not overrated. I'm not saying it's overrated, but that feels a little high to be on that list. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, it's, and maybe because it's in the road trip family. I don't know. It's not a sequel to it. But I just prefer Road Trip
okay.
a lot better.
That's
I think
fair.
It's a pretty funny movie. It has its moments.
I mean,
it's just not one that I would consider a classic, you know, teen to college humor comedy from that era.
Matt Damon, there's one scene that does live rent-free in my head because
okay.
this came out in college. We all saw this. And, of course, my roommate and best friend in life, Scott, you know, mm-hmm. one of the characters is named Scotty. So Matt Damon decides to disclose that he's been banging Scotty's girlfriend this whole time on stage at a concert at a party. And I'm sure if you've seen the movie, you're probably yeah. familiar with Scotty Doesn't Know.
Got a little special thing I'd like to do tonight. Play a little song for you about the nastiest, freakiest little sex puppet I know, Fiona.
Sex puppet. I'm just mugging down on stage.
This one's for you, baby. Happy anniversary.
This is the best part of the movie. It's a great song.
Well, and it's funny, too, because later, when they're in Europe, they hear
yeah,
this song out in public.
It keeps coming back.
Yes.
How about Matt Damon just having a cameo as a lead singer of a made-up rock band?
He's got, like, piercings
yeah.
and his head's all shaved.
Very funny.
Maybe not, you know, top 10
it's
all-time
funny.
Dude
I'm
movie,
not knocking
but,
it.
Yeah.
It's really good.
All right.
Great scene.
Let's move on to P1 Jason. P1 Jason sent this in a few weeks back, and he says, "Hey, Sweet Spot, what's living rent-free in my head is anytime someone mentions getting brunch, which happens more than you think, I instantly think about fake Grego and his numerous meals throughout his day. Don't know if this runs through your head, but Dupper is still my favorite. Love what you do to your bodies, in good faith, P1 Jason." And this was... God, this late 90s, early aughts, one of the fake Gregos.
Yeah, going to the dietitian.
Yes.
Talking about his diet.
And he has a number of names for all of his meals, and I think we have that back
there. We got breakfast.
Sure.
And then you got brunch.
Mm-hmm.
Then lunch. Then dunch. Mm-hmm. Dinner. Dupper. Supper. And sakefest.
Sakefest.
And he calls sakefest the time of night where he rolls over in his sleep and eats his pillow.
Yeah, it's sleep breakfast. Just in case you get a little snacky.
And because we use dunch quite a bit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a legit meal.
Like,
dunch.
I feel like every time we've gone out to eat here because of the time change, while it's dinner time at home, it's dunch time here. So we've
dunched.
We've dunched so many times.
Dunched with some mango mousses.
Yes. Yes. All right,
so
let's
great.
Go to P1 Vincent. P1 Vincent. An oldie but a goodie here. He says, "Sweet Spot, I work at one of the major airports within the DFW area, and every time I find myself wandering upstairs in between shifts or just headed home, I look over to see flight closed, and for the life of me, I hear Michael Irvin jub-jub voice saying closed every time. It's even funnier when I see a passenger running try to make a flight, and I see the gate area saying flight closed, and there's Michael in my head saying that, living rent-free, P1 Vincent, and... You would be stunned how many people, just like Vincent, on a almost weekly basis, have some sort of fake Michael Irvin closed email to rent-free.
That's going to be... That's rent-free in every P1's head. If they hear the word closed or see it anywhere, like, you just have to say it like fake Michael Irvin. You just got to give a closed. You can just say that in public, and people will turn around and nod their head and be like, yeah, I know what this guy's talking about.
And let's see. Let's wrap this up by going to good P1 Taylor, if I could find his email. Here it is. He goes, "Good afternoon, beloved Sweet Spot fellas. During mascot talk with Afternoon Jub, which is a common occurrence, I was reminded of something that has lived rent-free in my mind anytime a mascot is brought up. Flashback to when I was just starting to take interest in sports around the year 2000. My stepdad, an SMU alum, had brought us to a day game of SMU basketball. My sister, who was around 2 or 3 at the time, was living her best life snacking on some Skittles. The SMU Ponies had a special guest inside the arena that day, Mavsman. I guess this was some sort of promotion for the Mavericks, and Mavsman was making his rounds in the stands. My sister's eyes grew wide as he approached, and fear struck her instantly, because mascots can be scary to kids. She first threw an entire bag of Skittles at Mavs Man, striking him in the face, Skittles flying everywhere. She began to ugly cry until Mavs Man realized he was not going to win this young fan over and promptly left the area. I've always wondered what makes Mavs Man so creepy compared to similar costume mascots, say like Spider-Man. Is it the creepy grin? Or is the fact you can actually see the person's actual eyes through the mask? Thank you, what you do to your bodies. Your Lubbock P1, Taylor.
I think it's very similar to the Suns Gorilla, who is another creepy mascot. I think they're too close to humans. Like, if you bring up Gritty, Gritty has creepiness to him.
Absolutely.
And that's kind of the bit, is he supposed to be creepy, but you know that is a cartoonish character. Like, Mavs Man is, yeah, he's weird. He's creepy. And it felt like 20 years ago they were trying to phase him out when they brought Champ in.
Right.
It's like, okay, we're going to have this new mascot, and they just went with both. So I'm not sure. And he's kind of, Mavs Man's kind of 1B now to Champ. I think
yeah.
Champ is the main one.
Sure.
But yeah, like, heck, when I was 8 years old, too, I was like, yeah, this guy's weird. It's a basketball?
Yeah, he's made
he's
of basketball.
He's a human? Like, what's the backstory?
But now he looks like either the Mandalorian or a Power Ranger in the trying to update
yeah.
and get away from the creepy side.
Yeah. I guess it's not as creepy, but still, Mavs Man is always going to be the basketball human to me. Like, no matter how hard they try to
yeah.
move on.
Maybe,
just go with Champ. Champ is okay. He
maybe
just
in
needs
their
more bits.
Next arena, just leave Mavs Man inside the AC.
Okay.
And put him in.
Like Mavrello? No.
Yeah, well, whatever happened to Mavrello? Bring Mavrello back.
He got the Poochie treatment, like you saw in The Simpsons.
He was a basketball that smoked cigarettes.